All right, so time to have a look at the markets now. The JSE All Share Index pretty much flat today. It closed at 57,675 points, and it was industrials that were marginally weaker, financials down almost 1%, but gold mining and resources having a good day. Gold mining up 0.25% and resources up 1.25%. In terms of value traded on the JSE, though, very interesting day of trade for Standard Bank. It was the second most traded share on the bourse behind Naspers. And then we also had a very significant move in the currencies, with the rand beaten down 2.5% to trade at 12.36 against the US dollar, down over 2% against the pound as well, where it trades at 17.26, and against the euro, almost 2% weaker at 15.10. Gold finished up at $1,329 an ounce, and both platinum and palladium also lost ground. Palladium a staggering 6% lower today at $969. Platinum half a percentage weaker at $928. But joining me to discuss the market news and developments is David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities. He joins me on the phone now. Good to speak to you, David.
Yeah, Warren, it's not easy to connect all of us, all that information. And you can't believe how volatile markets are, because I think at one stage the rand was about, 1237, 1238, we're 1232 at the moment, all to do with movements in the long bond rates in the U.S., where the 10-year bond rate peaked above 3%, or just pipped above 3%. It's gone back again now, but a lot of movement around that, and causing all kinds of volatility or movements in currencies, and of course in global bond markets. So that's been a dominant theme. But you mentioned Standard Bank, Warren, earlier, and I think one of the reasons that the market was down and it traded so heavily is that earlier this morning you might have picked up a trading update where it was an operational update in which they declared that the improvement in business and consumer confidence had not translated into stronger business activity. And I think that also became a theme, because it knocked Standard Bank about 5%. I think everybody had been building in a lot better sentiment. And it actually spread to other banks, and I think it spread to the retail sector as well. So I think it was quite a strong theme throughout the day. Retailers under a lot of pressure, on worries that the business activity that we thought was there may not transpire.
David, just coming back to that U.S. 10-year government bond yield going above 3%, when was the last time it had gone past that mark?
About 4 years ago.
Okay, so it wasn't...
It's been playing with it. It's been testing it for some time now, and we've been talking it up to those kind of levels. I think it came with the... You remember when, I think it was Bernanke or someone had threatened that they were going to start withdrawing their... the stimulus program. I can't remember what the phrase that they used.
Temper tantrum.
Taper tantrum. That's dead right. I think at that stage, and subsequent to that, it's gone significantly lower, and now pushing up. The opinions about where it goes are so varied and so difficult. Everybody's got a different view about what the next move is. And also, at 3%, is this bad for markets or not? But it's certainly affecting markets, simply because I think it's being so overplayed by the media. You can't help but ignore it. So it's affecting some of the corporate results that we're getting out in markets at the moment. It is having some impact. And there's some good numbers that have come out today, particularly from Caterpillar. Very, very strong numbers there as well. And why I bring up Caterpillar is that these numbers came on global mining expansion, also infrastructure developments in China and housing. That's a good theme. So to look at Caterpillar gives you some kind of underpin about what's happening globally in that area.
Okay, now just coming back to that Standard Bank update, what was so disquieting? I'd love to know when the last time Standard Bank moved by 5% in a day.
Yeah, I think disquieting meaning that I think there was a view in the market that things were improving, and that we were going to see the improvement in some of the indicators translate into more borrowing. And this is what they're saying, they haven't increased assets. I think another aspect of Standard Bank was that the stronger rand has affected earnings that they're getting from the rest of Africa, where business there is quite robust. So I think it's going to, it just might hurt the bottom line. But I think it was brave enough for them to say that, that they haven't seen demand for money or demand for loans picking up quite as much as we've seen in some of the indicators. Also, I think the markets had run ahead of themselves on this. I have to bring in another aspect as well, which is also starting to gather momentum. That's Kusatu now demanding, 12% increase in wages, which is way above what the market can afford. When I say the market, the economy can afford, and certainly will affect sentiment as far as the rating agencies are concerned. I know it's still some impact away. It's also going to be very embarrassing for Cyril Ramaphosa. So I know they're marching on Melrose Arch tomorrow between 11 and 12 to give a memorandum to whom I'm not quite sure, but about possible wage increases. And, this is way above where Cyril Ramaphosa had given indications on wage increases. So I think that's also just, those kind of things are also starting to play on people's minds as well. And the problems in Northwest as well. Is it as secure as we've been led to believe?
Right, certainly the developments there to keep an eye on. Just coming back to some company news, David, did you get to review the PSG group results?
I always look at them because it's a sum of the parts game. And, PSG is... What I have to point out, for the first time, I think, the actual share price is trading below what they indicate as their sum of the parts. Usually you've seen PSG trade at a massive premium for reasons that you can't explain, but for the first time it's actually trading at a discount to directors' valuations. Well, it's not really directors' valuations because most of the share price of PSG is made up of Capitec, about 54%, and then Curo, 12%, PSG Consult, 13%, Zeta or Zeta, 8%. So most of that is, you can almost calculate. So this is the first time I've seen it. But all those, Capitec's been under quite a bit of pressure now. I still think a very good operation. Curo's also lost a bit of ground. I think valuations are very high. So, but underlying businesses, you can't fault. Very, very strong. It's a strong group. The share price is one thing, but I think the underlying business is still in pretty good shape.
Okay, very interesting there. And then obviously that Capitec valuation did come under attack there by Viceroy, but it's largely, as I understand it, discounted that and probably just adjusted a little bit lower from where it started on account of a rather rich valuation as opposed to any serious concerns around what Viceroy raised in their report.
I think you're right. It is a good operation. But like Curo, Curo continues to produce very good numbers. But at 100 multiple, where you're only producing 25 or 35% increase in earnings, you can't expect valuations to hold. So it's got nothing to do with the business itself, other than the market had put too high a price on it. And I think the same can apply to Capitec. I think both those shares have been have given up quite a lot of ground since the beginning of the year. I haven't looked at PSG Consult, but I think Zeta as well, or Zeta, also been under pressure. But I think there the issues are more to do with Pioneer Foods, of which, which is a big component of Zeta. So you can actually put your own PSG together without having to buy the holding PSG company. But I think for the first time you're buying it at a... but you're buying it at a discount, so there might be some merit in actually taking PSG.
Okay, just a last question, just on everyone loves a little bit of a hostile takeover. Have you got any ideas as to which direction the bid by Aeton for Marion Roberts is going to go?
I don't know. I thought this was done and dusted. So I'm surprised that there's resistance to it and that it's not going through. I thought this was all approved. I'm sure. I know that was it Alan Gray that said they would give the backing.
Correct.
To it? So
yes.
I'm not sure what's holding it back. I'd be sorry to see Marion Roberts go. Although I think they're going to leave it listed. They didn't say they're going to take it off the market. But interesting concept. Strangely enough, it hasn't really followed through. I thought once they came for Marion Roberts, we'd see other people coming for other construction companies, which are at absolute giveaway prices. You can buy the whole construction sector for probably less than 1 billion rand. I mean,
no,
that's
quite
not a
incredible.
Lot of money in today's. Yeah,
and
seriously, you know, if you go for Avenge, Group 5 and all of them.
Green Bay did have
you're buying a lot of.
Yeah, Green Bay did have a little pop at some of Group 5's European assets, those roads and toll roads that they were operating. But yes, you're quite right. It's frightening how little that sector accounts for via market cap. The last I heard is that Aeton had got to about 40% with those Allan Gray shares, so they needed to find another 10% to get over that magical 50+1. But nonetheless, interesting to see how things develop there.
Do you think chaps are holding out for a higher price? I'd be thrilled.
All right, great, David. Always good chatting. So I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
Pleasure. I'll speak to you soon.
That was David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth.